This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election that a hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei seemed likely to win. That has led to low turnout, fueled by apathy and calls for a boycott. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel overseen by Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations, as well as analysts, have put hardline judiciary chief Ebrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. If elected, Raisi would be the first serving Iranian president sanctioned by the U.S. government even before entering office. The UN General Assembly unanimously elected Antonio Guterres to a second term as Secretary General on Friday, giving him another 5 years at the helm of the 193-member organization. Speaking to reporters, Guterres said, "If the world remains divided, the impossible will remain impossible, and the fragilities will translate themselves into bigger suffering."
This is time to understand that each country alone can do nothing, that independently of the divisions that exist, countries must come together. And this was a central message that I conveyed today.
Guterres was the only candidate nominated by a UN member state, his home country Portugal, where he previously served as prime minister. U.S. Catholic bishops have overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a so-called teaching document. Many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Joe Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. The 168-55 vote was announced Friday near the end of a virtual 3-day meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic